I ministered 3 days in a row, so this morning, Deacon Gavin, amen, is going to bring forth the message. And it doesn't matter who preaches. It only matters what is preached. So at this time, let us receive the messenger, Deacon Howard Gavin, and even more important, the message, the gospel of the grace of God. Very hearty amen.
Hallelujah. Let us, from the outset, pray and ask God's blessing. Now, dear and blessed Lord, our God and our Father, we thank you, Lord, for this gathering. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and all these that you have drawn today, regardless, Lord, of circumstances of life and around us. Lord, you have caused us to be here. And while we're here, Lord, we are praying that you would enlighten our minds, open our hearts, Lord, to receive more from you, that we might truly know who we are, what we have, oh God, and what we can expect. Bless these, Lord, and your people all around this globe through our web broadcast that you designed and gave us to the ministering of your truth, this truth, our truth. And we thank you and praise and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Won't you turn with me to the book of Colossians? I got one in agreement. Book of Colossians, the first chapter. And as a context, we're going to ask Elder Liverman, our designated reader, to read verses 1 through 8. I'm stopping at verse 8, and my ministering will be from verse 9 through the end verse 14, because I want to dissect this and pray God that it he assimilated in our spirit. Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. Elder, we're going to read from the King James Version, and I'm cognizant of the time. I'll try, by God's grace, to fit it in the time allotted. And if I don't, you'll let me know. Ella, if you have it, Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, read.
Colossians chapter 1, beginning with the first verse.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ,
yes,
by the will of God,
mm-hmm,
and Timotheus, our brother,
mm-hmm,
verse 2, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ,
that's where we all abide, that's where all existence is, it's in Christ, and we are members of his body, his very body. Uh-huh, read Ella.
Which are at Coloss.
Mm-hmm.
Grace be unto you.
Let me say this. It makes no difference where God's people are. God's elect is his elect. And in this dispensation, all of God's elect are members of the body of Christ. The church is manifested as the church.
Yes.
All of God's elect in this dispensation are members of the body of Christ, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of social status. Amen. We are members of Christ's body all. Read on, Elder. Grace what?
Grace be unto you,
mm-hmm,
and peace from God our Father,
mm-hmm,
and the Lord Jesus Christ.
In all of Paul's epistles, excepting one, Hebrews, in the first chapter, you will find this or a similar greeting. Grace and peace unto you. And it tells where it's from, or better, who it's from. from God our Father and or even Lord Jesus Christ. He's our Lord. God is our Father. We have fathers according to the flesh, and we have our eternal Heavenly Father who is Spirit, which is God. All right. Ella, read.
Verse 3. We give thanks to God.
Yes.
And the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Praying always for you.
Praying always for you. Let's always pray one for another. For the families, for the members, for the saints. Praying one for another. And what? Verse 4.
Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus.
Yes, yes.
And of the love which ye have to all the saints.
Now, saints are simply set apart ones. Since we heard of your faith, your persuasion, or your belief, your trust, and your confidence. That's what faith is. It's a gift of God. Ephesians 2 and 8. And which you have to all the saints. Saints are simply set apart ones that belong personally in love to God. Nothing spooky or mystic about a saint. He is one that is set apart. God has set apart unto himself. One of his dear ones. We're saints. Okay, now, here's where I want to have a portion of our focus. Verse 5, Ella.
For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven.
For the hope which is laid up for you, not being laid up, not considering to be laid up. It is laid up. It's laid up for us. The hope is laid up already. In the heavens, that's plural. What?
Whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right. I'm going to. The truth of the gospel. This gospel. You didn't hear that anywhere else regarding Gentiles. The Colossians are Gentiles. The hope laid up for them in the heavens. In Christ. That is nowhere. That is only given, revealed in our gospel. Our gospel. We have a gospel. We have a dispensation or an administrative rule of God, and it's grace that we are in right now. We're not in law. We are not in kingdom. The kingdom will come, surely. We're not in human government as Noah was. We're not in promise as Abraham was. We're not in innocence as Adam and Eve were. And we're not in conscience as they were after they sinned against God. We're in the grace dispensation. And it has lasted now for at least better than 2,000 years. Grace is the rule, not law. All right, read on, Elder.
Verse 6, which is come unto you.
Which is come unto you, the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you.
As it is in all the world. And bringeth forth fruit.
And bringeth forth fruit. That is in the passive voice. We don't bring forth the fruit. The fruit is brought forth through us of God.
As it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it.
Yes.
And knew the grace of God in truth.
And knew the grace of God in truth. 7.
As ye also learn of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant.
Epaphras, our dear fellow servant.
Who is for you a faithful minister of Christ.
All right. Epaphras was from Colossae. And Paul had never visited these saints, but Epaphras was from there, and he was instrumental in setting up the church at Colossae. Amen. Paul had not seen these Christians, these saints, in the flesh as yet. Verse 8.
who also declared unto us.
That is Epaphras, who also declared unto us. He showed or made plain through words. He told us, yes.
Your love in the Spirit.
Your love in the Spirit. And that's in the dative case, in the Spirit. The dative case is the indirect object. And it is in the realm of and by means of the Spirit. Is both locative and instrumental. In the realm of the Spirit and by the Spirit. Instrumental case. All right. I want to speak to you today. That was verse 8. Yes. From this subject matter. Certainly the scriptures, but from this thought. The eternal hope and inheritance of the children of God, where all the children of God in this dispensation abide in Christ Jesus or in his body. The eternal hope. It is oftentimes said around here, if hope is not eternal, it's not hope. If it has a cessation, it is not hope. Hope is, the basis of hope is earnest expectation. The eternal hope and inheritance of the children of God in Christ. Eternal, in case there be some doubt of what it means, it is without beginning or ending of existence. Eternal is without beginning or ending of existence. It is timeless. Don't expect time of any sort or any quantization. I got that word from somewhere. Of any measurement in eternity. There is no time there. It is not only insignificant, it's not there. It is void of all sequences. First this, then that. And then that and that. Eternity is void of all sequences and sequencing. Eternity is. Another word I want to open up to you is hope. Hope is desire of some good with earnest expectation of receiving it. Hope is trust and confidence in someone. Then we have inheritance. The eternal hope and inheritance of the children of God. Inheritance is that which constitutes one as an heir. Inheritance constitutes one as an heir. An heir is to have and hold a lot or a portion or a part. That's what an heir is. So in our inheritance, we share and we hold a lot or a portion in all that is. And all creation, all existence is in Christ. My introduction, reading. The greatest distraction of the people or the children of God is our persistent preoccupation with earthly viewing in lieu of eternal viewing. In the earth, that is, in physicality, everything is unstable. Everything is constantly changing. Everything is dissipating. It's being used up. Everything is unreliable. And therefore, everything is temporary and unabiding in all of its manifestations. And so, in these things, we can have no hope, that is, no earnest expect, earnest desire of some good with earnest expectation of receiving it, and definitely no confidence in keeping it, because it's dissipating. 2 Corinthians 4:18 states, while we look not or are not looking at the things being seen, the things in physicality, the physical part of creation, for or because they are temporal. You know what temporary means? Not long. But we are looking at the things not being seen, the unseen. Now that's totally different from the wisdom of the world. Seeing is believing, says the world. But I tell you, the word of God said, seeing is not believing. The word of God is what is. Hallelujah. God's word is what is. For or because the unseen things are eternal, they are also unending. Everything in physicality has an ending. Everything in time has an ending. And that boy himself, Mr. T, time, has an ending. But scripturally, according to our gospel, our truth, the mystery, yes, our truth, the mystery, there was truth for Adam. There was truth for Noah. There was truth for Abraham. The truths did not cross, but each had a distinct truth to be guided by. To Adam, it was don't eat. If you do, you die. To Noah, it was build, and you and your posterity will live. To Abraham, it was come out. To Moses, for Israel, it was come up and receive laws wherein if you keep these things, then yes, you'll be a peculiar treasure unto me, for all the earth is mine, saith the Lord. There are no ifs in grace. Grace is without merit, totally without merit. Again, scripturally, according to our gospel or our truth, we have a hope, and it's an eternal hope. It does not end. And an inheritance in that eternal hope that will not dissipate or fade away. And no one can take it from us. It is possessed of the highest, the ultimate, the absolute authority, God, even Christ, wherein or whom in we abide. Our hope is eternal. And this was and is, if we're God in the perfect tense, was and ongoing, was and is given to us because of. I laid in the jump when Pastor was reading the passage. I said, my God, is he going to preach the whole message that the Lord has given me? It was and is given unto us because of who we are. And who we are also scripturally reveals when we became who we are. It was in eternity. And it reveals what we have being who we are. Referencing Ephesians 1 verses 3 through 5. It can also scripturally be assessed from our truth, the mystery, the gospel of the grace of God, that which was given or revealed unto the Apostle Paul for the grace church. The mystery. It can also be assessed that we are indeed God's pre-ones or pre-people. Oh, I'm going to tell you what I mean. We were pre or foreordained to sonship in the body of Christ. We were pre-placed in Christ. We were predestinated. Our bounds and limitations were set in eternity. We were pre-appointed heirs of God and joint heirs of that, all of that, that belongs to Christ. We were pre-coursed. Paul was given the revelation before he went to Nero's chopping block. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. It has not been, amen, revealed unto us when our course in this temporary environment is up. But we have a limited duration in the course here. And that was pre-assigned. We were pre-chosen, according to Ephesians 1 and 4. And we were pre-forgiven also in Ephesians 1 and 4 and other scriptures. And we are and were prescribed. Now, you know when someone writes a prescription or prescribed, the doctor prescribed something for you. It means us being prescribed. It means to have, the word prescribed means to have lain down authoritatively for direction or to appoint. Our lives have been pre-appointed, pre-designed, and pre-purposed. How much of it? All of it. Bless Jesus. Now we're going to again let the scripture speak. Thank God. Now from verse 9, Paul takes up, because of this also. Because of what? Because of us hearing of your faith, as in verse 4. Because of we knowing the hope that is laid up for you in the heavens. Is laid up. It's there. In verse 5. Because of when we knew the grace of God in you. Verse 6. Because of this also. We from which day we heard nothing. I refrained myself from going through this while Elder was reading. Nothing is just happening as we see it or it comes upon us or in front of us. Nothing. Not anything. Everything is foreordained, pre-purposed. In God, in his decree, in eternity. Everything. The problems. Pre-assigned. Individually. God don't give us, has not given us all the same problems. He's not given all of us the same measure of insight and enlightenment. The predicaments. God knows these are pre-assigned. Individually for purpose. For purpose. Hallelujah. They're hearing. Paul's and they hearing is an indicative aorist. It was foreordained of God that they would hear of this. He hadn't been there, but he heard. And he said, we do not cease or stop on behalf of you praying. Again, pray one for another. It's in the passive voice. Pray God that he calls us to pray one for another. How often? As long as the Lord brings it to our spirit. Pray one for another. Hallelujah. That's God's purpose. The course is already set. But God's purpose is to, praise God, enact through the process of praying. He enacts or he withholds. Praying and asking in order that you may be having been filled. Nothing is Johnny come lately or just happening or showing up. Nothing. know what we call accident or situation or problem or circumstance. Nothing is just coming up. Everything in creation and regarding each and every creature is ordered, especially us. We are continually in the presence of God. He is always watching over us. And that does not mean we are not going to face any distasteful things. No. Philippians 1:29 say, "For it has been given," aorist tense, "on the behalf of the Lord of us, him in whom we abide eternally." Not only the believing in him. You didn't just believe. It has been given. Read it, Philippians 1:29, aorist tense. The to believing in him. That was a sign. Everybody not going to believe in Christ. If he don't reveal himself unto anyone, you cannot know him. That was said pre the message. Not only the believing, but also the suffering. And we're not suffering for naught. It says the suffering for his sake. Did he not suffer for us? All this is predetermined in the purpose of God. God is glorified ultimately in our sufferings, in our problems, in our shortcomings, in what we call our mess ups. Your mess up couldn't be missed. It had to appear, mess you up. Hallelujah. I tell a story about my poor little gray car, my hybrid. I was in a warehouse, pole behind me. I almost got closed circuit TV on the thing. Got the backup sensor. When I was backing up on that iron post, it wouldn't move, and I didn't see it. Nothing told me nothing. I hit it. Was that in God's plan for my life and purpose for me? Yes. Do I know why? No. Nothing happens except God has ordained it. Jesus said, "A sparrow don't fall to the ground without our Heavenly Father." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. "That you may be having been." You don't just get filled as we go through and hear the messages and so forth. That was determined, predetermined. Our measures of comprehension and understanding God's word, predetermined, pre-assigned individually. I don't see why I can't understand. I don't know why they don't. Mm-mm. No. The Holy Spirit delivers, has delivered unto each severally as he has willed. "Having been filled with the knowledge of the will of him in each and every wisdom." That's not talking about intellectual human knowledge. "In each and every wisdom and understanding spiritual." The wisdom is right along with the understanding. It is spiritual. The wisdom of God. Let me tell you what understanding is that we receive from the Lord, that he gives in measure. And to some is measured more than others according to God's will. So don't look in our neighbor's knowledge base or whatever that God has given them and say, "Why can I? Or why didn't he to me?" That's God's doing. We are all equally members in the body of Christ. No little U's and big I's. None. All that ends here in physicality. Echelons of society and power and prominence and prestige. All that ends here. And looks and knowledge. All that ends here. We are members out of part, all in the body of Christ. We are equally blessed, equally loved, and we are all equally glorified in Christ Jesus. The wisdom and spiritual understanding. Let me open up spiritual understanding here. It means insight. Insight. I heard that one. The critical faculty of how to assess and evaluate people, things, events, and circumstances. And in our human psyche and understanding, we usually evaluate them wrong. Well, he just always messing with me and giving me a heart. They gave me a heart. They took this from me and that from me. Everything is pre-assigned. What do we think a course is? A course is a, here's the word, prescribed route. And it got it has prescribed obstacles and the like in it. It prescribed, authoritatively given of God, each of us, spiritual, of or pertaining to the spirit, of the unseen realm of God. There is a difference between physicality and spirituality. God has to reveal the things of him to us for us to know them. So when we get or receive them, rather, we cannot boast about, I got this, I got that. Paul asked the Corinthians, say, what have you that you did not receive? We receive the things of God in revelation unto us. So if we know a little bit, praise God. If we understand a little bit, praise God. Hey, hallelujah. If we walk in right, finally, praise God. Jesus. Verse 10. To walk, heaven walk. The walk is prescribed. It's already laid out for us, assigned to us. And we're going to walk, and I got this from coming to Bible class or in it. We're going to walk according to the footprint of everything the Lord has assigned and designed for us. According to God's purpose. We're not going to miss any hard knock. We're not going to miss any encouraging situation or statement from anyone that is given to encourage us. We're not going to miss any season of refreshing or season of tribulation. We're not going to miss any of it. To walk, having walked worthily, not worthy, God has seen to it that no one is worthy. He assigned to us a sin nature in the flesh. We were both saved and sinners in the one decree of God. We are right now in the body of Christ, no sin, glorified already according to Romans 8:28-30. We were assigned a sin nature in the flesh. It manifests when God brings us on the scene of physical creation. And the Lord has to overrule it in order for us to even walk worthily. To walk, having walked worthily of the Lord, into all pleasing. That's God's doing. It's in the walk. If God has prescribed that the walk, that we walk worthily, he has prescribed that it be unto all pleasing as he has ordained. But whatever it is, it's going to be according to God's will and purpose. Yes. If it was not decreed, can't manifest. Mm-hmm. If it is decreed, got to manifest. Right. Unto all pleasing in each and every work, good. Who gets the glory? The one that designed the walk. The course. Bearing fruit. Oh, Jesus. God help us for fruit inspectors. All right, let's move on. And growing in the knowledge of God. It's a sign to us in the prescribed walk, growing in knowledge in the Lord. So we can't look at them or those and say, well, I don't see why they can't get it. It wasn't given unto them. The only reason we get it, or almost get it, or some of it, is pre-assigned to us. And all power, and we know that's not us. We know that's not us. And all power being strengthened. And the grammar backs it up. It's in the passive voice. We don't get strength. We are strengthened.
Yes.
Strengthened in all power. Being strengthened according to the might of the glory of Him. To all endurance and long suffering, or suffering long. That's a good one. Patience and long suffering, or suffering long, not in disdain or despair, but in joy or gladness, according to all power being strengthened, according to everything in creation is according to God. This is one of the precepts that really revolutionized. Amen. That which the Lord had for me. I was according everything to Howard Levi Gavin. You did that to me. I'll get you. I can't. But everything, all creation, the visible and the invisible, is in Christ. Everything is according to Him. Creation's not over there and He over here. It's in Him. And He is Lord of all, and especially of His dear ones, those in light. He is our Lord. Jesus. 12. Giving thanks to the Father. He did it all. Giving thanks to the Father. Having made fit, made us proper, made us well suited, having made fit, aorist tense, having made fit you into the part of the lot, or the portion of the lot, or the share of the inheritance of the saints, or the separated ones in the light. Giving thanks unto God, He fitted us. Say, well, dog, I know I ain't about nothing. I'm not about anything. But according to God, in our eternal essence, hallelujah, He has fitted us. Everything is already decreed. Our being fitted, our receiving a lot in the portion, in the inheritance. It's already done. Already done. The hope is already laid up. You're not laying up timber, wood, slats, paper, nothing. You're not sending up timber. It's already done. The hope that is laid up for us in the heavens. And the heavenlies are in Christ Jesus. Having made fit you into the part, He suited us and fitted us proper. Although we are nothing in ourselves, if we are truthful. Although we fail miserably in physicality, if we are truthful. Although we feel worthless sometimes and just totally undone at other times, if we're truthful. He has made us fit into the part, for the part of the lot of the saints in light. In light. Now get this, as if that wasn't enough to blow you away. Who saved? This is an indicative aorist. They say if it's not in the indicative mood, ignore the aorist tense. This is indicative. who saved us, who rescued us. All of this is in one decree. So when we receive the knowledge that we are rescued in time, that is just manifestation or revelation of what was already done in the eternal decree. One decree. He saved us. Who saved us?
Yes.
Who rescued us? Who delivered us from, out from, away from the authority of the darkness? It's already done. The devil has no victory over you. He in detriment itself. Out from the authority of the darkness. And he gets his authority from God. Remember the story of Job? God brought up Job. Satan didn't. And he told him, he's in your hand. Do what you will, but don't you touch his life. Satan went at it and did everything that was assigned to him. He went as far as the leash would let him go, and he couldn't go any further. God is in control of everything. He delivered us out from the authority of darkness. That's already done. You couldn't be lost if you tried. And God holds us that we don't try by his grace. You couldn't be lost. I don't care if everybody in the country or the world tell you you're no good if you belong to the Lord. From the power of darkness and place us, another indicative errors, place us. Didn't I tell you we were pre-assigned, pre-placed, pre-course, pre-ordained, place us into the reign or the rule or the kingdom or domain of the Son of the love of him. We are embraced, encapsulated, wrapped in love. We are recipients of the love of God. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. He will cause it to manifest in his own will and time of choosing. He will cause it. You say, well, I shall act like a... Yeah, yes. But the Lord has to manifest or show forth what he has determined regarding you. It is of God. Everything is according to God. The rule, the reign, the rule of the Son of the love of him. And lastly, the Son of the love of him, Christ Jesus, where we actually, truly, eternally abide right now, we're only manifested in the temporary entity of time and the temporary physical bodies that God placed us in or assigned to us. And thank God. In whom we have, just like we have the hope laid up for us in heaven, we don't have to send up timber, chase it, try for it, work for it, toward it, on it, nothing. In whom we have the setting free or deliverance. We have the forgiveness or cancellation of our sin. Didn't I tell you we were pre-forgiven? Y'all thought I was blowing smoke. We have the forgiveness or cancellation of the sins. And you will find one such recording of it in the Grace Testament, which is the mystery, the gospel of the grace of God, our truth. All of the Bible is true and truth, but all of the Bible is not truth for us. God didn't tell Adam to come out from his kindred. He didn't tell Noah not to eat of any tree in the garden. Each had their distinct truth in their distinct dispensation. And we are in the grace dispensation. And our truth is the gospel of the grace of God contained in the mystery, that volume of truth that was hid from ages and generations in God until he revealed it to the Apostle Paul, who was before blasphemer and injurious. And he revealed it to Paul, not for himself so much, but yes, him included, but it was for the grace church, which is Christ's body. We were preset, pre-established. We are pre-in good shape, saints. Rejoice! Hallelujah.